Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, I'm drawing some amusement, not amusement, from the fact that Samuel Alito is drawing on a 17th century judge who probably would have looked at Alito, because he was a Catholic, as a heretic, and, you know, that had him arrested, you know, that, and he's drawing on, you know, that.
Yeah, look, I like the 17th century a lot. I like writing about it. But, you know, fortunately, we've resolved all that bad stuff. And now, of course, nowadays we have the Supreme Court problems, and we have a lot of other. But what kind of issues on your mind today, Mark?
Well, that's just it. I mean, he's trying to draw contemporary law based on something a guy said from a government that we rejected in an English monarchy. We rejected that type of government for a democracy. And it's got no place in contemporary. I don't think it's got any place in contemporary society. We can't go. You know, that this guy was, you know, considered witchcraft legal, and or, you know, considered witchcraft real.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing, Mark. What kills me about these characters is there's an old adage that says that the Supreme Court follows the election returns. In other words, they're not stupid. I don't know if the average person realizes this, but when the New Deal came in with Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s, we were in tough shape. We were in the middle of a depression. Nobody had work. Nobody could eat. So he put in Social Security. He put in a lot of things. And you know what the Supreme Court did? The New Deal, they said, was unconstitutional because they were right-wing Republicans. And there was such an uproar that they chickened out and they turned right around. This Supreme Court has got to realize that. They can't go, oh, okay, we're going to leave snitch bounties in Texas as okay, and we're going to roll back, you know, Roe v. Wade, we're going to roll back and other things without even looking at it. None of this stuff's going to happen. You have to look at contemporary culture. You have to look at contemporary voting. What do people want? The Supreme Court is unelected, but they're not stupid. They have ultimately got to decide that they better follow the election returns. Thanks for calling, Mark. Very good stuff. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene? Gene of Eau Claire, what's on your mind today, Gene?
Well, good morning, Matt. You know, yesterday I want to quick touch on one thing, but I got something else to say. When you were talking about, you know, the trial yesterday between Depp v. Heard, I was excited to hear you feel the same way I did about that trial, because I was watching it for a distraction, and I couldn't believe his expert, the psychologist, who met with him for 4 hours, wined and dined, and really didn't have expertise in the area that she was opining on. And then the people with the years and years of expertise, they totally discounted. I didn't think the judge was fair, unfortunately, but maybe the other lawyer was good enough, objecting, totally distract. It was a nightmare. But I'll tell you something, I was looking at all the different websites and different, you know, streaming services that was showing this, and there were millions watching. And then Ron Johnson had his ad against Democrats on a lot of those places they were playing him. I thought, oh my God, you know, what a smart thing to do. He's got somebody really good working for him in our area. They're running nothing but Ron Johnson, you know, fighting back, protecting you against the Democrats overspending and that type of thing. But what I really called about is I watched yesterday, you know, the hearing, or, you know what I mean, they're working together to pass that bill on gun control or gun laws, not really gun control, but regulations. And I didn't see one Republican support this. And, you know, finally I couldn't watch anymore because I was getting just nauseated, you know. And then the way that they lie and attack Democrats, and other ones are saying they're bullying, you know, and I'll call them up, those Republicans, and chew them out and say, hey.
Right. Well, here's, you know, Gene, you raised two good, excellent points. And one of them is on the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing. Johnny Depp is disgusting. that judge, if that judge does not grant motions after verdict and direct a verdict for Amber, you see, in a criminal case, if somebody is acquitted, the judge can't change that. The judge can't change that. In a criminal case, if someone is convicted, the judge can change it to acquittal. It's very rare. Or he can dismiss it before it even goes to trial. But in a civil case, the judge can sit back and go, I'm going to watch the trial. I think there's enough here. I want to hear more. And deny all motions for summary judgment. And then after he sees the trial, he may go, or she may go, you know, I don't think there's enough there. That judge, in my view, if it's a competent judge, has got to say, look, Amber Heard alleged she was abused. She wrote an article in the Washington Post with the ACLU as a co-author about abuse of women. And in the context of it, she said, I was abused, and did not name Johnny Depp. He said, well, she probably was referring to me, so therefore I want $50 million. And come to find out in the trial, and this is one example, she testified that he had abused her. She testified that he abused her sexually with a, I think, a whiskey bottle. I mean, this guy is a, look, I am not watching any Johnny Depp movies, okay? I'm not watching any Johnny Depp movies. But the point is, he sent a message to a friend or somebody that said, let's burn Amber Heard. Let's drown her. And then I will F her to make sure she's dead once she's drowned and burned. This is a seriously a disturbed guy. And a woman should not have to put up with a guy doing stuff like that. And he said, well, she abused me. Are you kidding me? Have you seen Amber Heard? Okay. Have you seen Johnny Depp? Are you kidding me? And so what the judge, in my view, should have done is dismiss Johnny Depp's claim, because the fact is, now in the Me Too movement, if a woman says, I was abused, she's going to get sued. It's called a slap suit. And it's also used against sexual abuse victims. And then they have to go hire a lawyer. They can't afford a lawyer, and they're afraid to come forward. This lawsuit will result in many abused women not coming forward. That is wrong. That is very, very wrong. And the judge should have dismissed Johnny Depp's suit. Johnny Depp lost that same suit in the United Kingdom, Merry Old England. He lost it. So you may say, well, how did he get to bring it again in the United States? Because it was a foreign country. If he had brought it in another state in the United States and lost it, he could not have done it again in Virginia. This is what's going on. Going back to the lines, Betsy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. Betsy, what's in your mind?
Good morning. Yeah, I tend to believe Amber Heard. I mean, Johnny Depp, I'm afraid he's got a history of alcohol and drug abuse. And I know firsthand, when you're under the influence, you don't even know what the hell's going on. And I do agree that the judge should have done exactly what you said. And, you know, it's just sad because it's been politicized. Can you believe this? And it does harm women. And it just goes to show the old adage, you know, the man is always right. I'm so sorry for Amber that she had to endure all that, and I hope she keeps strong and keeps fighting. I personally love Johnny Depp and his acting, but I can't watch him either anymore. I have no respect for him at all. It was just a charade. It was just, and the cameras probably never should have been allowed in there, but they did bank money on it. Johnny Depp, he made his fan base come alive again, and it's just really sad and unfortunate. And that's all I have to say on that subject.
Yeah, thank Betsy, you, Matt, for excellent all comments. And yeah. I'm going to get back to what I said, which is what you and Gene also said, is that the effect of this lawsuit going forward is going to intimidate abused women coming forward, because they will be sued. And the same has happened with sexual abuse victims in the past. Some of them sue. Then they get countersued by the person who she said abused her, and it's called a slap suit, S-L-A-P, slap suit. And Judges are supposed to screen that out. If an abused woman comes forward and says, I was abused, they should pay attention. And in this particular case, was there evidence? Yeah, there was. Johnny Depp, this was introduced at trial, had sent a text or an email that said, quote, let's burn Amber's body after we drown her, and then I will F her body to make sure she's dead. Now, and you know something? I don't buy an excuse of him. He was drunk when he did it or something. Who does that? Who does that? And how can a judge sit there in a black robe and go, well, I don't think there's enough evidence that Amber was abused? That email shows the character of this man. I will not watch anything of his anymore. I'm tired of him. Very, very tired of him. And that judge has a chance on motions after verdict to set this aside. And I hope they do, because otherwise you are an abused woman and you come forward and you sue and you get it counterclaimed. All right. When you sue, you have a contingent fee lawyer. It doesn't cost you anything. On the counterclaim, you have to have a regular fee agreement. You can't afford it, or there's damages against you. It's a slap suit. We have some bad judges out there, stupid judges, okay? We had a bad judge in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, okay, down in Kenosha. Stupid judge. I'm tired of stupid judges, and they better come correct on this one. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Nick?
Hey, good morning, Matt. My wife and I watched that Johnny Depp thing in its entirety, and I didn't get that from that. It's a very dangerous thing when we believe that Amber Heard, you know, claims a lot of abuse and all this other thing, and kind of using that Me Too movement and everything else that, you know, it's like everybody runs to their sides right away and like, well, the guys are supposed to protect the guys and the women protect the women. And it was a lot more than that. And she was kind of psycho and she made up a lot of that stuff. And, you know, for something that happened 6 years ago, for him actually to, you know, to take it to court to try to clear his name, I'm pretty sure that he was going to have some pretty racy texts about his ex-wife pulling the stuff that she was pulling. I mean, I've been married for 20 years and I know me and my wife had some words.
Nick, thanks for calling in. I got to go to a break. But thank you for coming in with that comment. I will address it right after the break. Thank you very much. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.